When the Stars Silhouette Me. Written by Alex Senchi and read by Litra. A Miraculous Ladybug fanfic. With the relationship Chloe Bourgeois, Kagami Tsurugi. Rated Gen. Summary. Chloe doesn't celebrate her birthday. Why would she, when it's mostly only reminders of how her mother always forgets Chloe... the date. That, Kagami thinks, won't do. Adrian's phone chimes. "Don't mess up my hard work," Chloe snaps before Adrian can do more than twitch towards his jeans pocket. "I'm careful," Adrian protests, but he glances down at his newly manufactured nails. The matte top coat is drying over the stylized sunflowers painted against a blue sky. Chloe has truly outdone herself. And says, "Hey, Plag?" Plag rolls off the top of Adrian's head and through his shoulder, landing on the carpet with the phone. "Pigtail says half an hour," he reports, floating back up. Chloe eyes both of them suspiciously. "Half an hour what?" Over by Chloe's closet, Pollen giggles. "I think you should wear the flared white miniskirt." "You should," Adrian agrees. "You'll look great. Maybe with a black tank and that goldenrod mesh cardigan?" "Are we going on a double date?" Chloe asks. Because that's exactly the sort of scheming Marinette does, and Marinette definitely said she had a date tonight. Chloe has known for 2 weeks that there's a surprise planned. Jean-Stéphane had only told her so she wouldn't buy tickets for tonight to the high-fantasy political drama Kagami mentioned wanting to see. And the gift-wrapped pendant Daddy handed her this morning at breakfast was, among other things, an unpleasant reminder of exactly what today is. Chloe sort of thought lounging with Adrian, Howl's Moving Castle, and her nail polish collection was the surprise. Marinette wouldn't be so cruel as to throw her a birthday party, but... Adrian shakes his head, tapping one fingernail with a fingertip. "That's the right idea for how to look tonight, though." Satisfied his nails were dry enough, he rolled to his feet. "Should I tell them you'd like to?" Plag falls out of the air laughing at the face Chloe pulls. The goldenrod mesh cardigan over a tight black spaghetti strap tank will match the manicure Adrian gave her perfectly. 2 coats of plain black, 2 coats clear with a gold glitter, and a glossy top coat. "Even I can't screw that up too badly," he'd said, and Chloe had snorted and agreed. Fully aware that Adrian once copied the entirety of this classic poem about ospreys onto the back of a business card in order to impress Marinette. He is, however, welcome to believe that nail painting is a fine art in a way that Chinese calligraphy sized like 12-point font somehow is not. This cardigan falls to her hips, though, so Chloe picks up the black flared miniskirt with the lace-edged hem instead, and kicks Adrian out of the room. Low black heels, check her hair, check her lipstick, toss her wallet and phone and a few of Pollen's honey sticks in her little black purse, and she's ready to go. It's pleasantly warm and breezy outside, though it being this warm in early June means August is probably going to be brutal. Chloe makes a mental note to stock up on fans, electrolyte drinks, and sorbet, and to come up with a really impressive pun connecting Hawkmoth's home base and the cool, moist air of the sewers. Madame Chang looks up when Adrian opens the jingling bakery door. Marinette, in the workspace behind her, brushing something with something else, doesn't. "Hello, Adrian, dear," Madame Chang says as Adrian, grinning, heads behind the counter. "Chloe, happy birthday." Chloe bites back a sharp reply before she's entirely sure of what it'll be. Hopefully her smile doesn't look too fake. Knowing she's jealous of Marinette doesn't make it any easier to feel it. "Go on up, Chloe," Marinette says. "I just need to finish this up and refrigerate it, and then we'll be out of your and Kagami's, meep." Adrian laughs, blocks Marinette's attempt to swat him with the cooking brush, and steals half a strawberry out of a bowl. "Now we both have sticky fingers," he tells Marinette, casually leaning on the work counter, exactly as though it's entirely accidental that this means Chloe can't see what Marinette's up to. which might mean the strawberry whatever is for Chloe. Marinette huffs, then smiles. Let me see your nails. Oh, those are beautiful! I hear sunflowers attract ladybugs, Chloe says, feeling warm inside. She can connive, too, and smirks when Marinette's cheeks turn pink. Upstairs, Adrian peeks into the living area. Kagami? He calls. One moment. Running water stops. Come in. Adrian swings the door open and sweeps a bow, gesturing Chloe inside. Kagami is in the kitchen, toweling off her hands, the sleeves of her white shirt rolled up past her elbow, and a black bow tie above what must be Marinette's pink apron. Baker's gotta bake, it reads in three lines of text of different heights. Bake, 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 bake. She shrugs the apron off and hangs it on a hook. She's wearing black slacks. The sight leaves Chloe breathless. And before either of them can say anything, Marinette zooms past with a pie plate covered in aluminum foil. This has to chill for at least an hour, Marinette says, putting it in the refrigerator. I said I would clean up, she adds, glancing over the kitchen, which is spotless except for a bamboo mat on one counter and, on the other, a small canister of matcha powder and four steaming porcelain cups, too ordinary-sized, too tiny. I would not like to be a disrespectful guest, Kagami says. Kagami has unrolled her shirt sleeves and is putting on a dress jacket. I can die happy now, Chloe murmurs. Adrian snickers. Die happy after dinner, he suggests. She worked hard making this, and it would suck if you died before you got any. Chloe would glare at him, except now she sees what's on the table. Many happy returns, little sister, Adrian adds, and whisks Marinette out of the room before Chloe can retort. Kagami covers her mouth with her fingers and pretends she's not giggling. Who said he's the big sibling? Grumbles Chloe, who is both younger and shorter. Kagami pretends harder. Chloe pretends she doesn't want to smile. It's more difficult because there's a whole platter of sushi on Marinette's table, about 2 dozen slices of sushi rolls arranged in a spiraling pattern, red tuna and salmon pink and carrot orange and cucumber green wrapped in white rice and green black nori, with a little bowls of soy sauce and pickled ginger and wasabi. At the center of the spiral are 4 halved soft-boiled eggs, with black sesame seeds in neat rows across the golden yolks. Long is hovering near a small plate to one side that holds one of the honey crawlers Pollen loves. This is beautiful, Chloe says. You made these? Not Pollen's share, Kagami admits, to no one's surprise, since Marinette's parents' bakery is downstairs and open. She busies herself emptying the cups into the sink, possibly to hide a blush. I thought you might like it better than takeout. Sit, sit. Yes, please, Chloe says, taking a sit and trying to figure out how long this delicious-smelling effort took. Hours, at least. And as Kagami is now measuring matcha powder into a larger cup, she isn't even done yet. No wonder she didn't text once while Chloe had Adrian over. Pollen, look at the eggs! Pollen darts over the platter for an aerial view and squeals. Oh, oh, how flattering! And my queen, look at the galaxy pattern! Long decorated the eggs, Kagami informs them, stirring more hot water into the teacups. The aesthetic appeal would be lessened if the bee stripes were less than precise, Long says. Chloe nods solemnly and doesn't say anything about how irregularly shaped most of the pieces of sushi are. Kagami spoons some tea out of the larger cups to fill the smaller ones, then brings the larger cups to the table, Long dashing over to follow with the others. Chloe, careful to speak at the same time Kagami does, says, Itadakimasu. Except that's not what Kagami said. Wait, what? Chloe asks. Happy birthday, Kagami repeats. Oh! Chloe shoves one of the salmon pieces in her mouth before she can say anything else. The fish isn't tough at all, to her surprise, and it's not strongly seasoned, But it doesn't need to hide a disappointing salmon taste either. The nori is crisp, not soggy. It's always a little mushy when Chloe gets delivery. And the rice might be a little too sweet and acidic, but the imbalance might also be Chloe's own fault for not dipping this bite in the soy sauce first. She does that with the next one while Pollen takes a bite from a piece of cruller. And Kagami applies first wasabi, then soy, to a sushi piece she holds out for Long. "This is the best sushi I've ever had," Chloe tells Kagami. "This is the best food I've ever had." "Do not say that until you have tried the honey strawberry tart I asked Marinette to make you." Kagami is definitely blushing now. "And I am disappointed in all Parisian sushi chefs." Chloe is reserving judgment on the strawberry tart until she tastes it, even if she is shrieking a little in internal glee. It isn't about how any of this tastes, though. "You made this," she says. The words aren't good enough. "You made this for me." "I wanted you to have a happy birthday." Kagami smirks just a little and adjusts her bow tie. Throwing herself across the table to kiss Kagami lots would knock all the sushi to the floor, so Chloe doesn't. But Kagami will have to get up to get the tart at some point, and then Chloe will kiss her, savoring that sweetness. The end.